Hi, this is Emergence One Intervention for Extra here. Alert Data Services, January 26, 2013. I am dictated patient note for Darlene Griffin, DARLYNN, space GRAFFIN. Date of birth of this patient is April 22, 1955. It's 04221955. Prayer, the primary care physician of this patient is Dr. Petty. Information is 4160 John R, suite number 803 Detroit, Michigan 4202. Telephone number is 313-831-8303. Fax 313-831-8307. This is a cardiac cannon operation. For the reason for visit is a new concept. When a trigger directly via the pleasure of seeing Ms. Pat Griffin, our cardiac today, who is a very present 57 years old African American female with a pathogenic significant for asthma and sarcoidosis. Pre-ed sarcoidosis is sarcoidosis has multi-organ involvement involving her lungs, heart, kidneys, eye, and peripheral nerve. Pre-ed patient. Patient's asthmatic history also significant for coronary disease, and she is predisposed to CABG surgery, which was done in 1990. Patient also underwent multiple left heart catheterization done in 2008 and 2009. She is in our clinic today for as a new concern. On today's visit, patient was complaining of dyspnea on exertion. Patient was also complaining of orthopnea and PND. Patient said that she can hardly walk for a block within a shorter break. Patient was also complaining of leg swellings. Patient was also complaining of occasional episodes of dizziness. Though patient had any palpitation or syncopal attacks. Patient also was complaining of chest pains. Chest pains are episodic, last for a couple of minutes, and are relieved by taking nitroglycerin. Patient says that she is compliant with all of her medication following a primary care physician regularly. Past medical history is basically significant for coronary disease, asthma, and sarcoidosis. Past surgical history is basically significant for CABG, which was done in 1990, and left heart catheterization done in November 2008 and June 2009. Social history: patient denies smoking and drinking alcohol or using any illicit drug. Family history: patient's family history is non-contributory. Allergies: patient is allergic to methotrexate, sulfate drugs, NSAIDs, Lipitor, and Compazine. Current medications: number 1, Metoprolol, 50 mg BID; number 2, Plavix, 75 mg QD; number 3, Singulair, 10 microgram QD; next is Furosemide, 40 mg BID; next is Losartan, 50/1.5 mg QD; next is Advair, 250/50, 2 puffs daily; next is Norco, 10 mg PRN; next is Chlorcon, KLORKON, 10 milliequivalents QD. Physical examination. On today's day, the patient was 144 by 81 millimeter mercury, pulse 66, weight 175, and height is 5 feet 3 inches. Prayed for aspiscopy, normal temperature out, and a physical examination except for peripheral edema. Finish paragraph diagnostic test number 1, EKG. On today's visit, we did an EKG in patient, which had a ventricular rate of 15 beats per minute. Period. EKG has a normal axis with a sinus rhythm pattern. Period. Next is lab chemistry. Patient's last lab chemistry was on October 15, 2012. We showed sodium 138, potassium of 3.46, glucose of 110, blood nitrogen of 16, creatinine of 1.0. Next is hematology. Patient's recent hematology was done on June 14, 2012. We showed a WBC of 9.3, hemoglobin of 14.1, and platelet of 345. Next is left heart catheterization. Patient is predisposed to multiple left heart catheterizations. Patient had a left heart catheterization, which was done on November 26, 2008, which showed um, 99% stenosis of OM2 period, following left organization. Falling left heart catheterization patient. Had a reduction of stenosis from 99% to 10% period. Left heart catheterization also showed patent SVT to LAD and atretic Lehmann to LAD period. Right coronary artery was found to be in 60% stenosis period. Patient had another left heart catheterization, which was on June 17, 2009 period. And on that catheterization, patient subsequently underwent stent placement and now has a 2.5 by 18 millimeter micro driver bare metal stent, which reduced the lesion from 95% to 0% in OM2 period. It also showed 50% instant restenosis of mid or right coronary artery period.
Anticoagulation treatment. Period. Good drug the patient. Just stay compliant with the medication.
Next paragraph is transplant plan number one, coronary disease. Patient asthma rates is significant for coronary disease period. She's patient is status post CABG, which was on 1990 period. Patient is also status post multiple left heart catheterization. Most recent was done on in June 2009 period. Patient showed cath showed atretic Lima to LAD period. It also showed patent SVG to LAD period. Following procedure, patient now has a 2.5 by 80 millimeter micro driver bare metal stent in her OM2 period. It also showed instant restenosis of mid RCA period. On today's day, the patient was complaining of occasional episodes of chest pain. Period. Patient was also complaining of dyspnea on exertion. Period. Since the patient is symptomatic and her pathogenic risk is significant for multiple coronary disease with multiple left heart catheterization, so we are going to do a stress test. Period. We are also going to do a echocardiogram to assess ejection fraction and her valvular functions. Period. We are also going to do a pulmonary function test since the patient's pulmonary case is significant for asthma, and we want to rule out any pulmonary causes for her new onset of symptoms. Period. We are going to follow up with the test result on next slide and manage her accordingly. Period. Number next is peripheral edema. Patient was complaining of leg swelling. Period. Physical damage was significant for peripheral edema. Period. So we are going to do a venous plethysmography to rule out any venous insufficiency. Period. We also advise patient to keep her leg elevated whenever possible. Period. We are going to follow up with her in this regard on next slide and manage her accordingly. Period. We have also, if the patient fails on conservative manner, but then we are going to prescribe for compression stockings. Next is congestive heart failure. Patients by making significant for coronary disease and sarcoidosis. Patient physical examination was significant. Patients was also complaining shortness of breath, also exertion, orthopnea, and PND. Period. We believe the patient has congestive heart failure and is currently in NYHA functional class 2 to 3 post MI period. So we are going to optimize patient on ACE inhibitors and beta blockers for the moment period. We are also going to get her echocardiogram to assess her ejection fraction and valvular functions period. We are going to follow up with her on next and manage her cardiac period. Next is peripheral vascular disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for peripheral vascular disease period. We are going to do an segmental ABI. To assess the peripheral circulation. We are going to follow up with the on the next and the manager recording. Next is palpitations. On today's visit, patient was a complaint of a visit palpitations with a dizziness period. So we are going to do a halt reminder for 24 hours to look for any abnormal rhythm patterns. Period. We are going to follow up with the test on the next and the manager recording. Period. In the meanwhile, we have advised to take on a frequent medication regularly. Period. Next is sarcoidosis. Patient's biomarker is significant for parasarcoidosis. Period. Patient is following up with Dr. Petty in this regard. Period. We have advised for to take all of her medications regularly and to keep following up with Dr. Petty. Period. Next is asthma. Patient's asthma is significant for asthma. PhD is currently taking Advair inhaler and single layer inhalers. Patient's asthma seems to be well controlled, so we have advised her to take other pharmaceutical medication regularly and to keep following the primary care physician in this regard. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for letting us take care of Miss Griffin. Period. We are going to follow up with her in 1 month's time, unless needed sooner because of her worsening symptoms. Period. We are going to follow up with the test record on her next visit. Period. We have advised her to take all of her medication regularly, keep following her primary care physician. Period. We have also provided her a telephone number she can reach us with any questions and concerns. Period. Thank you very much, sincerely. Omar Ajaz Malik, MER, space EJZ, space ML, like a patient of a Dr. Mahir with all of his certifications. This is end of dictation. Thank you.